I feel like with food, I don't get hungry so often, and it can come off as troubling to a lot of the people in the human race, because they have been conditioned to put food at the forefront of their mind, like as if consuming food, consuming external energy, consuming external nutrients is necessary for you to survive. Like, you can go a whole day without eating food, without dying. People do that, that's called fasting. People do that for discipline reasons and religious reasons. They tell you to fast to cleanse yourself of external energy, of everything else that is not a part of yourself, to learn to control yourself, to learn to control your impulses, to learn to control your addictions and your habits. So while food is important because it does provide us with external nutrients, it is not the most important things. It is never one of the most important things that you need right now at this moment. If you've eaten 3-4 hours ago and you didn't eat for the rest of the day, or you ate, you know, just something small, a light snack for the rest of the day, you would not die. And I have no idea why humans make that into such a big deal. And so if the natural consequence of my not constant eating is me losing weight, why should that be a cause of concern? A lot of people might try to direct your attention and say, hey, you have an eating disorder. But it's like, you are not purposely trying not to eat food. It's not in your conscious mind that you want to avoid food. It's just, you're just trying to see how long you can go without letting your impulse control you. And a lot of people do that, you know, a lot of people, not even like food fasting, but there is, take the Muslim holidays, for instance, I think Salah, where they even have to withhold themselves from drinking water. That's called a dry fast. And this is a religion with millions, maybe billions of people that are practicing it, and they all do this and they don't die. Even if we're coming from the Christian perspective, Jesus fasted for 40 days, 40 nights. It is one of the biggest religious practices to ever have been discovered, or to ever have been just always known to be beneficial for human life. In tuning inwards to connect with themselves. Oh, that was me drinking water. My goodness. My throat was so freaking dry. But with fruits, you have to force yourself to eat fruits, because for some reason now our taste buds has acclimated. It's like we've gotten used to. I need to begin to study the dictionary again. Because I am rapidly forgetting words. And no. Read books, study meanings, delve into English. But yeah, because our body has acclimated to the food that we eat now, to the artificial food that we consume. we are so used to our rice. You know, when people tell you stop eating rice, in your mind you think of a million reasons why you should not eat rice, even though rice is a produced food. But we have our rice, we have our spaghetti, we have our noodles, we have our potato chips, we have our sodas, we have our coffee, we have our cream, we have our sugar, we have burgers and fried chickens and pizza. We have all these things and we are so used to them, we are so used to their taste that it's almost impossible to imagine life without them, that we would choose them over natural fruits, even though we know that natural fruits are good for the body. You know, we know there are tons of benefits, we know what they have to offer, like how people tell you it's avocados if you want to gain weight. We know that they have benefits. We know that these things are sweet, they are delicious, like bananas, and I are tight. And then there's watermelon, like the juicy watermelons that are just so sweet and sugary sweet. And we have these things. So what is it that is making us choose the artificial over the natural? I have no idea, but the realization that I'm trying to get across now is that perhaps sometimes, or a lot of the times, you have to force yourself to do something. You have to force yourself to eat that fruit. I don't really want to, but I will do it. I am making a conscious effort to force myself. And we could deviate and say, who is that self that is forcing yourself? But that's a whole other mind trip that I am not willing to go into. And yeah, I guess that also goes the same way with life. With life, you have to force yourself to gain that new habit, to practice that new skill. You have to force yourself to do the things that you're not interested in, that doesn't bring any pleasure right now. It doesn't produce that dopamine. It doesn't. We have to force ourselves sometimes. So anyway, that's all for today. Just a mini thought trip or a mini realization. Thank you for tuning back into another episode of Living from the Heart Space. My name is Zara and we'll talk later. Peace.